Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
We're coming to you live from the Scottish Rite Temple near the intersection of Crenshaw and Wiltshire, where, as you can see in the background, military personnel are mobilized and awaiting orders. Despite the quiet and a deceptive calm, tension is still thick in the air after last night's concert and rebellion. The incident was allegedly sparked by police officers trying to shut down a reportedly peaceful concert by hip-hop artist Dilated Peoples. We'll keep you updated with any new developments. For Triclops Media Watch, this is Harry Allen, hip-hop activist and media assassin. And now,
proper propaganda.
Watch it.
Yo, we handle it. These brothers are fabulous. Dilated showing you where rhyme travel is. Worlds is spit tunes from sunlight to moon. Bussing off stage like gunfight saloons. Pull my mic back, you like that? Journalists, we're journalists too. We can strike back. Hardcore reporters with orders from headquarters. Behind enemy lines, sidestepping the borders. With press passes, we bring it to you as it happens. The streets love my crew for music and rapping. Street commander slash beat expander. Here to fight the slander with the proper propaganda. What's happening? You got a question, then ask it. The news is just a TV show, get past it. And this from a quiet wartime journalist. Headlines, wake up, refuse and resist. Like this. Sure. We kick finance, action and scores is sports. Politics, new fashion and war reports. Entertainment, when we come to perform. Watch.
And the illest weather.
Triclops Media, record tape or TV, net radio, CD or DVD, Ira Science. This is why Babu is in scratch and keeping time. Mightier than the sword, cause the pen gives the word, sending swords to war. They twisted it when he quoted Mao Zedong and said political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The officer meets.
And what's up, Star Fam? Thanks for tuning in. You are tuning in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. That was a track from the group Dilated Peoples. That track was Proper Propaganda. We'll also be playing some more of that throughout the show. And also, we're doing a little hip-hop flavor because of one of our guests tonight live in Studio B, also known as the Command Station here in the beautiful mountains of Asheville, North Carolina, 3,000 feet up. And we got Chris Knight live in the studio. We got Dr. Tori, who will be joining us the second half of the show. And also we'll be getting some updates from Ryan Dernick in a little bit. And again, thank you for tuning in. Where you could always tune in with Starseed Energy Radio on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern to hear the colors and see the music. I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Friday, December 16th, 2011. And we haven't had a broadcast in 2 weeks because we had a system crash 2 weeks ago. We only got 20 minutes into the show, and then last week as well. But we are back up and running, so glad to be back. We got tons and tons of news to cover, so I'm going to go through a lot of this very quickly and post the articles up on Twitter feed as well as the website and get all this information out to you. And always just want to give a shout-out to all the listeners out there. And again, I'm just shocked of how many different countries out there. We're now at over 45 different countries that are logging in each week to Starseed Energy Radio. And just a shout-out to all the listeners out there. And thanks for the support. So jumping right into it, let's get into some updates. As always, we've been covering Occupy Wall Street. And Occupy Wall Street has been having stop police interventions, cracking down on the protesters, cracking down the camps. Just last week, we had Occupy Philly cleared by almost 1,000 police officers, as well as they had Occupy LA cleared. There was about 500 tents that remained in Los Angeles last week, and I forget what time, but in the morning, around midnight, over 1,000 police officers moved in to dismantle the Occupy LA City Hall campment. And over 200 people, protesters in LA, were arrested. And this has been happening since the protests began all over the country. And it's horrible that people can't even stand up to their freedoms anymore and express our First Amendment, Second Amendment rights, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, all of them. And it's happening where there's very few even protesters left in encampments left in the country. They kicked all the Wall Street people out of Zuccotti Park. Tomorrow they are doing a protest in New York City. They're doing the December 17th protest, Take Back Zuccotti Park. So if you are in the New York area, head down there and try to support the Occupy movement. Now, the organizers of some of the encampments said that the camps may bloom again in the spring, and it's getting cold out there. So they said that coming springtime, that new protests and Occupy encampments will pop up all around the country. And, you know, what I have to say about that is I don't know. I don't know if we'll have till springtime, guys. It's, you know, it's a sad to see that so many Occupy encampments have been shut down, stopped, police came in, people have been used rubber bullets, tear gas, and it's horrible. So there's very few encampments left, and now some of the organizers are saying, oh, well, we'll wait till springtime. And, yeah, don't agree with that one at all. We don't have time. The time is now, and things are escalating at an unbelievable pace, and that's why I'm going to try to go through the news as fast as I can, because we have so much to go over. So, again, support the Occupy movement if you can. You could send food. I've been down to Occupy Asheville, dropped off water, food. You could do things like that and still make a difference. So get out there, do what you can. Check out OccupyTheNation.com. And some more updates for you. Fukushima, they finally announced this week that one of the reactors, I believe it's number 3, is melting through the containment wall. And if it does leak through and hit the ground table, it's really bad news. You're talking almost all of Japan will have to be considered a no-living zone. It's a huge explosion could happen, and it's still escalating. 3 of the reactors are in meltdown. And it's totally out of the Western media, Fox, CNN, all those guys. They don't even report on any of this stuff anymore. And although it's been proven here in the U.S. and also in the oceans that there's toxic levels that have already killed people here in the U.S., babies from the drinking water of Fukushima radiation that's been falling out. We've picked up radiation levels all over, people breaking out in skin rashes all over the country. So it's happening. Just Google this stuff, YouTube it. Don't take it from my mouth. I do a lot of research all week, and I encourage you to do it too. Check these things out. Update on Libya. Libya is still in shambles, basically, since we just went in there, NATO, U.S., and toppled Gaddafi and sent in al-Qaeda to take over. Now al-Qaeda is flying the flag. It has Sharia law. And it's just horrible now. There's civil war breaking out. So, of course, we just went in there and, you know, leveled everything and then just sent in our hired mercenaries or thugs or whoever, al-Qaeda, which is really CIA, to clean up the mess and then set up another corrupt government, except this time we run it. And that's basically what happened. Earth changes all over the planet. We've had earthquakes, volcanic activity. This stuff is escalating, and there's lots of predictions, lots of things that I've heard. First couple of months in January, we're going to see some big changes, not just in earth changes, but also financial, political. We're going to talk about the U.S. bill that's being passed through Congress right now, and it looks like it is going to get turned into law. And it's basically shredding the last of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It's basically enacting martial law without really enacting it on the people. They're passing it through Congress, through the Senate, and writing it into law, and it's basically martial law. And, you know, I was talking to a friend yesterday. It's like, it's unbelievable that they're so smart that they enacted martial law without even anyone even lifting a finger. And if this thing passes, and Obama originally said he was going to veto it, now he's not. We're going to get into more of this with Ryan when he joins us in a few minutes. And we're going to talk about the MF Global scandal as well as how it's going to implode the system. So we'll get Ryan on the line in a second. Now, I want to some new news this week in Western media is that we took soldiers out of Iraq. The soldiers out of Iraq, and soldiers are all coming home. Well, that's not the full story. We'd sent soldiers now to Jordan, where they're building up on the Syrian border. And this is something we've been talking about a lot. And they're now putting up watchtowers in all the border towns there. They started training troops down there. So now NATO and U.S. forces have been directed over to Jordan. And that's one of the last two countries left that the U.S. said they want to invade and take over. There were seven of them. We're down to Syria and Iran. The other five have a succeeded mission so far. We'll get into more of that with Ryan. Now, talking about the brutal dictatorship and how fast things are escalating, cops being microchipped, kids getting scammed with the fingers to go to school, forced vaccinations out in California. This happened this week. A social studies assignment, mother wrote this in one of the blogs, posts, that her daughter came home and had to take a picture of what food they had in the house, the pantry, the freezer, the fridge, along with a picture of the family. Daughter came home. It was a required assignment. She had to take a picture of the food supply, a picture of the family. All the students had to do it. And this is just ridiculous. This is just more of like the federal government going to the Mormon food pantry, demanding that a list of who's purchased bulk food. And they've been doing that. They want to know who's storing food and what's going on. And now their kids' homework assignments are take pictures of your food supply and your family and bring it back to school. This is just an unbelievable thing that's going on. Also, it came out this week, Apple iTunes flaw that allowed the government spying after 3 years. This is a app that's in the iTunes and also iPhones, Androids that allows and has been allowing the government to intelligence agencies to basically police and hack and track people, and they've been doing it for over 3 years now. Came out this week. Also, another article, cashless voice recognition system now being converted to analyze behavior. And this is something that we've talked about where they're doing a cashless system now where your voice or either a microchip will be your cash. And now in New York and New Jersey, these Google Wallet smartphone apps are now not only being able to do the voice recognition, but these new chips are basically introduction of vein scanners to the general public for the purpose of payment and identification, and they can actually scan your behavior to analyze behavior, so they can actually find out what state of behavior you're in. And this is total violation of any constitution or bill of rights in this country. But again, this is something else that's going on to spread truth about, tell people about. Mayor Bloomberg in a speech last week quoted. Here's Mayor Bloomberg right here. He has my own army, he said. Quote, I have my own army in the NYPD, which is the seventh biggest army in the world, he said. I have my own State Department, much to Foggy Bottom's annoyance. We have the United Nations in New York, and so we have an entry into the diplomatic world, which Washington does not have. So basically, Bloomberg's throwing it out there that his 38,000 NYPD police force is his own private army, seventh largest in the world. And because the UN building is in New York, that he gives him some right that he could say this and have a brutal crackdown on the protesters. But hey, that's what he said this week. It wasn't in the mainstream media. Occupy UK had mass strikes in Britain. It's spreading all over the world. There's over 90 countries now that have taken part in Occupy Wall Street, over 1,700 cities. At the peak was about 2,800. And honest, it's sad to see that American people just got beat back like that. And there's very few encampments left because it's too cold or wherever the story is. I mean, I give props and everything to everyone who's out there and doing it, making a difference. But, you know, because it's too cold or because the police break you down, we have to come back in larger numbers and stand up and spread truth. And that's what's going on right now. It's a global revolution against these banksters. Talking about the banksters, this just happened. Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup, S&P, just got their rates cut by S&P. Wells Fargo cut from like a double A minus down, was an A plus, and they keep chopping these down. Now, the next day when this happened, the stocks was up 498 points, the Dow the next day. You know what I'm saying? It's like this didn't even happen. It was like this. No one even heard this announcement that all the major banks got downgraded by the S&P, but the stocks were up almost 500 points the next day. If that doesn't tell you that the system's rigged, which you talk about all the time, it's rigged. So another example of the banksters and how they're really running this system. Moving on, tens of millions of American families are now living on the edge of desperation and poverty. It's almost half right now. An average 23 manufacturing facilities were shut down every single day in the United States last year. Every single day, 23 manufacturing facilities were shut down. Okay, it's really bad out there, and if people don't pay attention to what's really going on, all the light, the love, I mean, prayers in the world is not going to manifest food for you. You have to be aware of this stuff. Enlightenment is to be aware of everything. That's what I've learned in being awakened. You have to be aware of everything at all times, and this is some of the things to look out for and be aware of. Jumping into the Gunwalker scandal, which is the Fast and Furious, the FBI, basically now there's an investigation with the FBI documents of the whistleblowers that Obama's administration, his Justice Department, the FBI, ATC, ICE, DEA, DHS, and the state of all connections and verified through the whistleblowers that Obama administration was part of it. I mean, just look at his top guy, John Corzine, who we'll talk about in a minute once we get Ryan on the phone. Also, the EPA targets families. This is crazy. EPA targets families that generate heat off the grid using traditional wood-burning stoves. Traditional wood-burning stoves are still one of the most cost-efficient, sustainable, and renewable sources of energy production that families can use to heat their homes. But the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is not a huge fan of them and is trying to outlaw and ban these. They're trying to pass laws that you can't have wood-burning stoves. Are you kidding me? Out of control. Center for Disease Control pushes harsh adult vaccination program. Now they're doing forced vaccinations for the kids out in California. They already started those programs. Now they're coming for the adults, all the baby boomers, all the adults out there. Forced vaccinations. It is coming to a city near you, and it's kicking off. They already made the announcement. MF Global is the big thing we're talking about right now. And with that, let's jump on into it. We have Ryan Dernick joining us on the show, and he pops in from time to time. I love having him. He's a intelligent young guy, and he writes for GCM Network. He also has his own website out right now, which is bellweatherpost.com. And without any further ado, Ryan, thanks for joining us on the show.
Hey, how you doing, Jim?
Doing good, doing good. So we got lots of stuff going on since last time we talked. Let's jump in real quick to the MF Global with John Corzine and how it's going to affect this economy. And what do we have headed towards this next month or two?
Well, he's just the tip of the iceberg, as were a lot of the Ponzi schemers. The most recent round of questioning in the last 2 days has alluded to the fact that someone has broken off from the chain of command or the collusion against the American people. One of the former CME, Chicago Mercantile Exchange employees, who also worked under John Corzine, said basically that he called out John Corzine in the fact that he did extort the monies. He knew that he was going into individual segregated accounts, one of them being Gerald Salente from Trends Research Magazine, who lost about six figures, as what most people know. But the amount of money that has been extorted is anywhere from $1.3 to just shy of $3 billion. It's a pretty substantial amount of money. But there's a bunch of these these investment banking firms. There's one over internationally as well, Jefferies, that's supposedly about to file for bankruptcy. And so if you do the timeline, they should probably be in some kind of investigation in the next month or two, maybe just after the new year. So Jefferies should be the next one to go down. As it seems, though, on if you look on C-SPAN, they had on C-SPAN last Friday or Thursday, the initial Agricultural Committee, as they reviewed the testimony from John Corzine, he said he had no clue where the monies went, and he was totally vacant on the whole idea that the monies went anywhere, if at all. And they said, well, since you make a substantial amount of money yourself, Mr. Corzine, could you just pay out of your own pocket? And he said that it will be found, which is convoluted and contradicting.
So. And that's what people, Ryan, it's so important to get the message out, is what people are realizing is in the world markets is that the gold on written on paper isn't worth it. People are trying to cash out. The gold isn't there. Gold bullion in weight right now is going for 1,900 an ounce, but gold on the market is going for 1,600. It's actually splitting. And people are realizing the dollar bills, the Federal Reserve, as Gerald Celente says, it's not worth the paper it's printed on. And when people wake up one day and their ATMs and their stuff doesn't work, and that's what's coming, the system's being imploded, it's going to be a shocker. And what do you think about this new bill that's being passed through the White House, this detention bill, this new
the National Defense Bill, the NDAA bill.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that bill, what it entails is the indefinite incarceration of any individual, foreign and domestic, and that basically does away with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, because and further shows that there is no existence of posse comitatus, which is posse comitatus states, made sure at one point before the Patriot Act and other HR acts were put in force to slowly erode that, is that it would ensure that there would always be a stronghold in place to never allow civilians in the United States to be enforced upon by their own military.
That's right. And over the last couple of years, our military has been giving free whatever they want to any police station in the country. Mm-hmm. They're allowed to order rocket launchers, tanks, helicopters, and police stations have this stuff. And they've been ordering it from the military for free. The military sent all police stations in the country free lists of whatever they wanted. And they've been stocking up. Even little towns of 2,000 people got crates of AR-15s. Yep. And automatic weapons. And it's crazy. Now what's going on with China and Russia build up and Iran and Syria? What can you tell us about that?
Well, that's in one of my new articles. I kind of tie it in with Albert Pike, the letter to Manzini, back in 1871, and kind of tie it in with how China's preparing for war with the United States. Well, China's basically saying, Hu Jintao said, they're aggravated with the United States presence there in and around Southeast Asia, near the Philippines, and even in between Japan and China. And so that they're getting very aggravated. Hu Jintao said that they're preparing for war navally against the United States. And this has been only the last couple of days that has been discussed by Hu Jintao. And furthermore, there's been increased U.S. military presence in and around the Southeast Asian waters. And this is basically over oil futures. Basically, on top of that, we have the Russian-U.S. tensions increasing over the proposed NATO missile defense system by the United States in the Middle East near Pakistan. And in response to this, Russian military vessels have now poisoned themselves off the coast of Syria. And then to add insult to injury, Iran Revolutionary Guard prepares now for war with the West, as a threat of full-scale war between Iran and the United States looms closer. So these things are heated up. They all kind of tie in with Albert Pike's his insight into how the three world wars would be started, and his insight into the final world war would be with the nihilists, the Zionists, and the communists, and basically all these three factions would converge. And in a sense, you could say that that's what's occurring. But let's not jump to conclusions yet.
Sure, and it all ties into prophecies that I've read my whole life and things that are coming, and these are the signs that the change is underway and the system is coming mm-hmm. down and people need to be prepared. So, you know, we got the military lockup of American citizens declaring the U.S. and anywhere a battlefield where they could detain us mm-hmm. Without our rights indefinitely, which also subjects us to torture, which has also been approved through Congress and everything now. It's a mess. And before we go, real quick, Ryan, give out your new website to all the listeners out there so they can follow some of the articles that you've been putting up.
It's at bellwetherpost.com, bellwetherpost.com. And I just cover any economic affairs news and political, geopolitical news going on, and I give my little insight into it. Just check it out. It's a good read, and
awesome.
John, it's always a good time talking with you.
Yeah, as always. And Ryan, thanks for coming on the show. So check that out. And real quick, we're gonna take a break. I'm gonna play another track, and this track is for our next guest, and is created by him. He's MC producer Chris Knight. He's here live in the Studio B, and this next song is called "Ideas Are Bulletproof" off his new album Anarchy Music. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Yeah. So revolution has finally started popping off. Ain't that some shit? motherfucking time if you ask me. Yeah. This song I dedicate to all those occupying. Let's go.
Remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. I know of no reason the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. I know of no reason the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Why the fuck you keep sleeping on Chris for? Why you even know these other rappers exist for? Why I gotta stay working shit jobs piss poor? Fuck reality shows or worship these rich whores. You think I spit for the promise of cash and fame? That's lame, I do the shit cause it's passion's contained in my soul, that's word to my last name. Mr. Knight will burn your fucking ass with a vast flame. Leave you motherfuckers extra crispy. I'm extra pissy cause this world's messing with me. Talking shit until the feds come get me. Middle fingers up, where'd you expect that it be? That's like finding coke next to Whitney, or a has-been sign around the neck of Britney. And I don't do that fucking text and Twitter beef shit. One insults, keep checking with me. Never give in, never give up. Look your enemies in the face, tell them to get fucked. Cause ideas are bulletproof, baby. Ideas are bulletproof, baby. Never give in, never give up. Look your enemies in the face, tell them to get fucked. Cause ideas are bulletproof, baby. Ideas are bulletproof, baby. These cops are Gestapo, I watch them and plot yo. I'm not gonna stop flowing, I gotta keep on going. I gotta keep on showing that we will rebel against a government that keeps putting people through hell. See, I see through the veil, all your secrets have failed. We know you evil as hell, fucking thieves who keep jailing us just because we don't believe the lies that you're telling us.
And welcome back. That was a song off Chris's new album, Anarchy Music. And now joining us live in the studio is Chris Knight. Chris, thank you so much for joining us on the air in the studio. B, how you feeling tonight? How you doing?
What up? What up? I'm feeling great, actually, man. Good to be here, and good to be on a show where I can talk about some, you know, promote some music, get the word out, and also discuss very important things that are going on that people need to be paying attention to that a lot of them sadly aren't. So, yeah great to be here, man.
That's right. And let's jump into real quick, like, when did you first get started producing music? How long have you been doing it? You know, tell the listeners how you first got into producing your music, your own beats.
Well, for me, it was always just natural to go ahead and produce the music as well as rap over it. Because, I mean, the home I grew up in, my mother was constantly recording herself playing piano and singing and things like that. Of course, she didn't have anywhere near the recording equipment that I've started getting now because she wasn't, you know, trying to do it professionally. She would just record on tapes and everything. So I grew up listening to a lot of the classic hip-hop that used to be on the radio, you know, before before the propaganda takeover of the radio completely, back when you used to actually hear good stuff. And so, like, I used to record the songs that I heard on the radio onto little cassette tape decks and make my little mixtapes out of that back when, you know, they just had a little A and B side and everything. So I did that, and then I got a keyboard. I mean, I always had access to electronic keyboards anyway because my mom had, like, two of them that she kept that, you know, just eventually ended up evolving into becoming mine because she used, she liked the more organic sound of the regular piano. So I always gravitated toward the electronic keyboard, and then keyboards have just kept getting more advanced. Once the Triton came out, they started having more of them with the advanced synthesizers in them and sample abilities and things like that. So I eventually, when I moved to Atlanta, after giving up rap one time because I just got frustrated with everything, and I had a lot of personal stuff going on at the time too. But when I moved to Georgia, I went ahead and started building up my studio for the first time on, like, a professional level. Got, you know, Cubase and a couple other programs, and just started, you know, working from there, learning trial and error how to mix stuff and master it and
there you go.
Things like that, man.
And so, let's talk about your new album that you're going to drop. It's called Anarchy Music, and what we just listened to was Ideas of Bulletproof. And what's up? Where'd you get the idea from and the lyrics and the energy behind it? What's going on in your mind? How'd you breed this new album of yours and tie it into what's going on? Because it's real. I've heard a lot of the tracks, and you know, I wish more hip hop out there was like it, because it's some real real music about truth and what's going on. So where did it all stem from?
Well, I've always been into finding out more of what's actually going on other than what the media tells you. From the time I was a kid, I was into conspiracy theories. You know, I was into alien research. I mean, basically because my mother was into it. So we had tons of books around, just laying around the house that I could look at and get into and everything. So I always had a suspicious, questioning nature. Read 1984 the first time when I was like 15. It wasn't assigned to us in school. It used to be. That was when they were just starting to, you know, try to calm down some of the curriculum that they would teach kids. They didn't want them questioning too much. But I just read it on my own, you know, and then refreshed it. My memory of it recently when I read it again. And the last time I read it was about a year ago. And I was finishing up work on the album that I was working on at the time called Alien Apocalypse, which that one was like a concept album that was talking about the future and after an invasion by dark forces of aliens, the negative ones, the ones that everybody, you know, doesn't really say too many nice things about.
The greys, reptilians, we're talking
right.
to you.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, you know, when I was recording stuff about that, you know, but then the more I got into the political things and started noticing what's going on, I mean, I already been noticing anyway, but things just got crazier and crazier, you know, and the media just started talking less and less about what was really going on. And so I just, you know, then I moved to Asheville. When I first moved here, I was more into like, I was experimenting with rapping more about the spiritual side of things and all that. But then I had a song on the album between Alien Apocalypse and Anarchy Music, and that was the I Am Starman album, and that song was called Revolutionary Rant, and that kind of got me geared towards the more political end of things, and I started looking into anarchist beliefs and just, you know, just getting into different things in general as far as like wanting to be more of an activist with my music than I was before.
There you go. And so, we definitely need more of that. And you can check out some of your albums and some of your work at reverbnation.com/ChrisKnight520. And that's the area code where Chris came from, I'm guessing. 520 represent.
Well, not the area code. The area code there is 252, actually.
All right.
Greenville, North Carolina.
Where's 520
from? East side. But 520, that was the address I grew up at. It was a little trailer park out in the middle of Belvoir, the outskirts of Greenville. And the address was 520 Rustic Lane. And so, you know, that's the number I associate with everything.
And tell us about some new upcoming projects before we go out there. What's when you looking to drop the album?
Well, that's actually some of that I've been waiting to get to that, actually. The album, the first half of the album, because I'm going to make it a double disc because I've enjoyed recording it so much. And there's so many things going on right now that I'm trying to actually, you know, make the music catch up with what's going on. So the first disc I'm actually dropping tomorrow. And
that's what's up. You heard it live.
So, yeah. So all the songs you're hearing tonight are like exclusives to this radio program right now. They haven't been put on my Reverb Nation page yet, other than the one that just played. So
that's what's up. We'll be playing some more Chris's music at the end of the show, and some more Dilated People throughout the show. And Chris, thanks again for coming on and for representing and putting out truth and factual stuff and information that people need to hear.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
And as always, thanks for coming to the show, and always good talking. You get information in, and we'll have you back on the show and talk about your album once it drops after the new year. So have a happy holidays, and keep spreading truth.
All right, man. Peace.
And with that, we're going to take another quick break and listen to some more Dilated Peoples. And then after that, we have none other than world famous Dr. Louis Torrey coming on the show. With that, enjoy some Dilated Peoples.
We your rhyme sayers. We lead you like a beacon of light out of the chaos. Cutting down overzealous players who stay up. When the winners of the game walking well prepared. Climbing the stairways to heaven while you're scared of the people living under. Ground heard the sound of the clap, made you wonder if it was a gun, the crowd, or some thunder. All of that was out my window when I was younger. Now I'm much older, lyrically clapping seeds. If you don't know by now, let me acquaint you with my deeds. I don't get on stage and waste your time. Niggas got a lot to say, but they just can't rhyme. They just babies. I snatch them out the incubators. Attach them to respirators. They breathing hard like Darth Vader. Hard as candy and suck like now or later. After a while, your style's tasteless and it got no flavor.
Projects my eyesight to the heavens like they're the wise sages. Release what I hold sacred through my book of rhyme pages. Scripts be anxious like scrolls from Dead Sea. The cadence off and on like the motion of Tai Chi. Bahakwati, worthy to reflect eternally. Science to a remedy to help and get my people free. But little support got my thesis on freeze. My only option's doing bootlegs for the Japanese. Get about 8 G's, a heavy buzz overseas. Sacrifice, appeal to mainstream and do what I believe. Cause down to the chromosomes, I'm a purist to this art form. Enlighten who I touch and let the world catch on.
Yeah, we are rhyme sayers. We lead you like a beacon of light out of the chaos. Cutting down overzealous players who stay. When the winners of the game, walking well prepared. Climbing the stairways to heaven while you're scared of the people living under. Ground heard the sound of the clap, made you wonder if it was a gun, the crowd, or some thunder. All of that was out the window when I was younger.
I pose for the nine hollow content sections of the earth. Welcome vexed out of my sticks laced on every verse. My cells per unit peaks at least 100,000 hertz.
And welcome back. You're tuned in to Starseed Energy Radio. And now joining us on the show is Dr. Louis Torrey. Just to give you a little bio and background, Dr. Louis Torrey, like the great prophet Nostradamus, Dr. Torrey was born and raised in Provence, France. He was influenced by Nostradamus' methods of divine astrology and spent many years revising the seer's rare method. He grew up speaking the same now disappearing dialect. In 1976, he received the highest distinction musicianship award cup and granted from the Royal School of Music in London. He moved to the U.S. in 1984 and has since established himself as a successful astrologer, author, and lecturer. And in 1993, received a metaphysical doctorate from the Progressive Universal Life Church based in Sacramento, California. And he's a world famous predicting the 9/11, Asia tsunami, both shuttle disasters, Saddam's fall. And he's been known for hundreds and hundreds of predictions. And with that, Dr. Torrey, thank you for joining us on the show. How are you?
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you for having me, John.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming on. So first, I just want to start off by getting into how did you first know that you were different when your first awakening was yourself? Were you a teenager, or when did you first notice you were different?
That's going to be for another show, Jonah. It's actually based upon my connection with extraterrestrial since the age of 6 years old. I have had solid UFOs experiences. I mean, you're not talking about a light or walking here. You're talking about extraterrestrial right in front of me. You're talking about me getting inside a flying saucer and being downloaded the cosmic code jurisdictions. So that's where I got my gift or my curse, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. An intense way to get introduced into the spiritual metaphysical world. And now we had talked a little bit earlier, and I had some personal questions for you just about some experiences and stuff that I've been through. And on a personal note, what do you think about some of the experiences and stuff that I've been through personally?
Well, I can look at your UCI, which is your unique celestial identity, through the software I design. This allows me to know every single thing about yourself from your past life to your future. And you were born with the head of the dragon, which is a very protective energy, right into the ninth house that regulates philosophy, teaching, foreign place, foreign land, and this protects you from violent death. So I have the same energy, and that's why I was supposed to go in Thailand on December 25th. I told my friend that the stars were not applicable and I was not going to go. I nearly lost my friendship. and that's why I'm still alive today. But I was supposed to be there on Phuket Beach on that very, very same day that the tsunami hit, and you were on the other side. So it shows that your dragon said it's protecting you from violent death, it's protecting you in foreign ground, and I have noticed that you do have other experiences where you nearly lost your life, again, in foreign ground. So you're a very lucky guy, put it this way.
Yeah, and that's one thing I've always been searching for is different experiences and synchronicities that have always added up. It doesn't make sense. The numbers, when you do synchronicities, it just doesn't add up. So I've always been looking for the answer of why these things are happening, because it doesn't add up when you do the numbers to it. And when you get into astrology, what is this 2012, this new era, this next year, what are we coming into? What can you tell our listeners? What do you see?
Well, basically, it's a golden door, an opening for the human spirit to raise its own cosmic vibration. In other words, comes the day after the year 2012, we will still be here. It'll be like the year 2000, the Y2K dilemma, where everybody thought the world was going to end. And that will be like a wake-up call for humanity to start to be a little bit more, to use more critical thinking in choosing their spiritual leaders, put it this way. But in so many ways, that you happened also in your UCI, or unique celestial identity, to have the same dragon that Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, Madame Varasky, and all these people happen to be not only natural healer but prophets. So you have a natural aptitude for psychology, as far as I can see through your chart.
Wow. And what do you see for the country here in the United States over the next year with the financial and Occupy Wall Street? There's a lot of turmoil and things like that. What do you see over the next 6 months, a year for the country?
Well, first of all, I was on coast to coast with George Norrie, and I told him I see an internal U.S. revolution that will go outside of this country. That was well before anything was being said, as much as I predicted in 1995 the religious war on Arab Shore, which were going to completely restructure the Middle East well before Osama bin Laden became enemy number one of America. But to answer your question, the head of the dragon is moving into the sign of Scorpio in August for about 2012, for about 2 years. And everything that dwell with the banking industry, anything that dwell with money itself, the police force, anything to do with life and death is what this dragon is going to do. It's going to literally destroy the word security to many of us. It's going to impose a complete restructure of abusive government and abusive organization, a corporation that stole America, so to speak. There is a secret police, secret financial police. The word investigation, the word police, the word secret service, life and death, wake up call. These are the key words I can only give you. But America will be back to where it once was as soon as the Tower of Freedom will be operational sometime in 2014, I believe. So when I first saw those tower crashing, and I know you were very close to this dilemma, inside of me something died, and I knew America was going to go and die. And this is why, well before anyone talk about or pronounce the word economy, in December 2007, I told George Norrie to be ready for a full restructure of the United States economy, and I was very right. And I felt terrible, but at the same time I knew that once those towers will be back up in business, that's where America's karmic legacy will be over and where America will be back together. But before that, all the people, all the abusive corporations that have abused us karmically have to be reached. And they cannot be reached until we, the people, the taxpayer, suffer drastically. So we have quite a lot of tough time ahead of us. And of course, I do have a very solid set of predictions from 2012 to 2014 for my VIP readers.
Yeah, and with the coming changes, do you see, a lot of people are talking about like martial law and stuff like that. Do you see stuff going that far where things like that get implemented?
Well, indeed, indeed. I see the complete law enforcement agency, the FBI, the CIA, the RIS, being restructured and imploding in themselves. I see the key word that I will use is wake-up call. Things like extraterrestrials, which many, many morons, excuse my French, have absolutely no idea and laugh about it, will become a reality. So you're talking about the key word I want to use is wake-up call in every single area of the human experience. So we are moving, as of August 2012, into a very, very special energy ruled by Scorpio and Pluto, which dictate the rebirthing of the human spirit, critical thinking, realization, where it will be impossible to hide anything from anybody, and where the government will use new technology on your credit cards, on your television, on your computers, to be able to spy on you. We are fast moving into the age of Aquarius, put it this way.
Well, that's good, because we cover all that stuff here in the show of how fast the dark forces, the cables are actually moving, the grays, reptilians, whatever you want to call them, and they're trying to push their agenda as much as they can. But as always, in faith, I do believe that the light will always win, because there's nothing but the light, and we're light beings. So and let me ask you a question. This is something that I've always wondered about myself, Dr. T. I have a friend of mine, Mario, who's the keeper of Pancho, one of the ancient crystal skulls. And and as most of our listeners know, a couple months ago, he Pancho in a yellow cab, and Pancho has not been found. And in doing this, he talked to a lot of psychics, a lot of people, and I've heard 10, 15 different predictions that he will come back. He's in China. He's been sold. Why is it that all these different psychics always have different predictions when they're trying to tap in to find Pancho, the crystal skull? Wouldn't all psychics be able to see the same area or timeline of where he is? Or is it because there's so many different multiple realities that all the psychics pick up those?
Well, first of all, you have to remember, you are related to your family genetically only. You might even look like your mom or your dad. But in the world of the spirit, you are a total stranger. You will never talk, behave, create, or have the same fate as your parents or your own children. As a matter of fact, your own children will be your biggest strangers. So knowing that there is billions of people on this earth, and every one of them inherited a very specific UCI, the word stands for unique, I repeat, unique celestial identity, it shows that there have been no way in a million years that everybody will think the same way. You have to remember, people can only relate to you or to me because of their education, their intelligence, their experiences, but most of all because of their stars. But the sad reality is a lot of people never took the time to go under the stars to understand how they stand under their stars, and that's where the big problem is. In so many ways, what humanity has not yet realized is that the future is nothing else than the reincarnation of the thought. So by constantly feeding evil, by being negative, by supporting religious apocalyptic promoters or conspiracy promoter, you're feeding evil. And in the process, unconsciously, you are steering the superconscious in time and space, which is responsible for humanity's future, the wrong way. And that's what humanity is about to learn. We have been made in the image of God. We have created at the image of God. And this means all humans are God in training on this dense physical world, realizing the power of the thought and how important it is not to feed evil. If you turn television or radio on, the only thing you will see is dirt. There is dysfunctional shows, there is negativity, there is ignorance, there is stupidity, and 99.09% of the world population do not possess cosmic consciousness. Not having cosmic consciousness, or not knowing how they stand under their stars, they only have conspiracy, religion, or science to answer questions well past what the human sense five limited human sense can comprehend. You're talking about an incredible amount of work that needs to be done on the spiritual level, because humanity has reached a tremendous, tremendous technological advancement, because the physical forces are now completely unbalanced with the spirit. Talking about the spirit, you can sell your soul to one of the 875 different religions, allowing you to kill your neighbors because your way of living, your belief system is very different. So the new phase, the new tools of God from the universe and from his creation is something that humanity is about to uncover as we approach the year 2012. So there is no way in a million years that any psychic, depraved cosmic consciousness can understand the future. And I am the only one, and proud to be, to put all my predictions well-documented, dated, printed, published on my website, in my books, on national and radio shows. And that's where people have to be more cautious in following people and reading people that are depraved themselves of cosmic consciousness.
Absolutely, and to touch on that, because you studied tons of Nostradamus and the way he predicted things and similar ways to predict things. A lot of Nostradamus predictions and stuff that I read talked about this new third world war and a nuclear war. Do you still see that in the cards coming in this next year as a world war that gets nuclear?
Very much so. In a year or two from now, humanity will be forced to realize it's on a distraction. This is definitely ahead of us. And if I could manage to help people to stop feeding evil and educate them and gathering cosmic consciousness, humanity would be able to alter the course, the deadly course that we are aiming to. But again, as I said, the chance of turning things around are extraordinarily limited, because in terms of the spirit, what humans have, it's only religion. And God never came down and wrote no books. He made the stars, and he has enslaved every human being to understand his relationship with the divine and with his creativity. Humanity has not yet realized they are fully responsible for every single negative thought thrown out there that manipulates and misuses the superconscious in time and space, that is again responsible for our reality as a whole.
And that's something I mean, I still struggle with. I told you earlier when we spoke, you know, I'm just newly awakened about 2 years, and to live this way and walk this spiritual line to control every thought and negative thought, it's not an easy thing to do, Dr. T.
No,
you know, it takes lots of practice, so it's going to be a
it
big
is
wake
indeed. It is indeed the hardest thing you can ever imagine to do, but you have to keep the dynamics in perspective here. You have two forces at work, positive, negative, up and down, black and white, the front, the back, God, devil, yin and yang, male, female. So you're a working battery with two eyes, two arms, two legs, two sides of a brain, and every single chance that you get, if you degenerate by being unconscious, by being negative, by being guilty, by stuffing yourself with McDonald's, you're going to mess up your physical and spiritual values. But if you get yourself into a very healthy routine and think positively and progressively, your thinking process will become like a laser beam, and that is what allows to alter the atomic forces, the superatomic forces of your reality. And that's why I said earlier, the future is nothing else than the reincarnation of the thought. But there is so much to learn in gathering cosmic consciousness. Of course, I do offer that to my student and to my cosmic coder. People have signed up for my work. But it is possible for anybody to do so. In your case, as I said earlier, you have the same star pattern than Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, Madame Blavatsky, and the three of them were born with the head of the dragon in Pisces that rules the subconscious, allowing them to get off their body, to do astral projection, a remote viewing, something you could do naturally yourself. And then from there, being able to x-ray the human body in a dream state, or like Nostradamus, jump into the superconscious, the archetypal realm of consciousness, and being able to visit the future like I do. but you need to have the UCI. You know, it's not everybody that is born like Einstein, Michelangelo, George Washington. It's not everybody that is born like Beethoven or Mozart. You have people that have a UCI which is very logical, very rational. They turn out to be astrophysicists, scientists, politicians. Then you have other people, highly spiritual, that become to be artists and painters and singers and musicians. And that is this reality that the traditionally educated psychological or psychiatric field does not yet realize, because nobody has been there to educate them. And that is, if you don't have the right information at the core, all you're going to have is chaos. And that's what the world is suffering. Chaos, because none of the people understand the face and the truth of God. This is why in the Bible it says, I'll talk to you, you won't hear me. I present myself to you, you won't see me. One has to raise his cosmic consciousness to understand the mechanics of the universal mind and how it interacts with the human psyche.
And that's something that I've always said to my listeners and people, is that every indigenous tribe on this planet understood we came from the stars. They had they had diagrams of the solar system, and if every indigenous tribe back then understood that, I truly believe everybody on the planet today could understand that.
Exactly. Every single disappeared civilization had a direct connection with extraterrestrial, and every one of them knew the face and the tools of God. This wisdom was cast aside, move away, transform, and challenge by politically oriented churches, not only in the Occident, but also in the Orient. This is why you have the dragon in China, the dragon in Japan, and what's left is just folklore. The true values of the dragon are to be found on the 520-page called The Power of the Dragon that I wrote, where I explain people like Hitler or Nostradamus and all the famous or infamous people, why they did what they did and how they did it, because of the dragon. But they see the dragon as something, you know, to laugh about, and see astrology as a pseudoscience, and not realizing that they are totally unconscious of a very rare science that should be accepted and taught in our university and colleges and accepted as a serious discipline. But that's not the case. That's
absolutely
why I'm working really hard to bring back the faith and the tools of God and get rid of all the dogmatic, deceiving religious teaching that do nothing else than to create endless religious wars.
Yeah, and a lot of work you're doing. You have a website, drtory.com, and you also have a newsletter you put out. Tell the listeners real quickly your website and how they can get your predictions.
Well, basically, my website, drtory.com, is if you put my name on Google, you're going to have millions of hits. I'm all over the world. But the real website where they would where everybody will really benefit is called the Cosmic Code, drturi.com. The Cosmic Code. If you type Dr. Turi, the Cosmic Code, you're going to end in there. And there, every month, I do reading. I do transits, personal and universal, for everyone who signed up. And as a matter of fact, right now, there is an opportunity for anybody to sign up for $50 instead of $120. I brought my price down because of the economy, but it will be back at the beginning of the year. So it's very important for whomever is interested in what I have to offer, first of all, to listen to that little voice, that intuition inside of them will tell you if Dr. Turi is a jerk or if he knows what he's talking about. And then follow your intuition and be curious. Because curiosity is the road to an incredible voyage that I promise you will give you the keys, the golden keys, what it means to be human.
Excellent. And Dr. Turi, thank you so much for coming on the show. We'll have you back on the show in 2012. And check out drturi.com. And with that, we'll take a quick break and listen to a little bit more of Dilated Peoples, You Can't Hide, You Can't Run. Thanks, Dr. T.
You bet. My pleasure. Good night.
You can't hide, you can't run. Remember to always be true, no matter what you do. Run it, I never front it. I got my whole cool life on it. Think sharp, man, listen.
You can't hide, you can't run.
Remember to always be true, no matter what you do. Run it, I never front it. I got my whole cool life on it.
Any day your last day might come, so
you can't hide, you can't run.
Late night and in the shadows when the daylight comes, remember.
You can't hide, you can't run.
Man, listen.
Any day your last day might come, so
you can't hide, you can't run.
From the truth, we know each and every day fights come, remember.
You can't hide, you can't run.
It's
life is final destination. You're trying your best to make it. They say be patient, but you know you're cheating. Death is chasing. Heart beating, pulse racing, but I keep the pacing. Trained to be the best and beat the best by the Gracies. Grappler, spectacular, rap for sport or altercation. In self-defense, we hear my muff for tailored alteration. With fire starters, leaving stages up in flames. Then again with firefighters spraying at whatever's blazing. Crazy ways to express and pass information. Daily making the best of bad situations. We fight to win in whatever type of test we're facing. Hip-hop came while they were underestimating. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that's what I was raised in. But then the crackin' gangs flourished under Ronald Reagan. Life insurance for kids, Undertaker's waiting. Earth is purgatory here between the pearly gates and Satan. Any day your last day might come, so you can't hide, you can't run. Late night in the shadows when the daylight comes, remember.
You can't hide, you can't run.
Man, listen. Any day your last day might come, so
you can't hide, you can't run.
From the truth, we know each and every day fights come, remember.
You can't hide, you can't run.
Yeah, yeah. Man, listen, I stay relevant, only person I stand in the shadow of is evidence. Last page I left off a good look. This ain't the next chapter, it's a whole new book. About to steal the game, I'm a whole new crook. Baking up that fire, I'm a whole new crook.
And welcome back, Star Fam. You're tuning in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And that was an awesome interview, Dr. Torrey. Thanks for coming on. And also for Chris coming to the studio and doing his interview, and for Ryan's update. We have an awesome, awesome show next. We've got Zembola coming on. We were unable to do their interview last time because of technical difficulties. Still joining us from Cancun, Mexico. And January coming up, I got some slamming guests coming on. I got Abraham, the lobbyist, who's going to be coming on the show. I got Dr. Johnson coming on. I got another doctor coming on. I have Pat, who's a local cyclist here, coming on. We have like eight guests already booked up for January, and the show is going to be double guests all through January because we're just getting so much feedback and support from all of you. So again, listen, we are all leaders, and this is the time, Star Fam, and it's the time to awaken us one by one. That's how we got to do it. So tell people about this website. Check out my Twitter feed, check out Facebook, and spread the light and love, because these are the times, and this next year is no joke, people. And I've been warning people my whole life that it's coming. There's be big changes coming. And as always, Starseed Energy Radio is brought to you in part by Helexalay.com, also floweroflife.com, the new website that we got up and going. And that's going to be a new thing that we're going to be doing up in the new year. We're going to have some more inner games and stuff like that. Also on the show, we'll be checking in with David, the inventor of that, and filling you more with that. And that's pretty much it. An awesome show. And to all the leaders out there, this is our time. All of us are leaders, and now is the time. With that, we're going to play another track from Chris Knight. This one's called It's Time for Revolution Tonight. Talk to y'all next week.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight. Got some real shit to discuss with you as always. I believe it's time for a revolution in this country. It's past time. It's been time. I don't know why everybody's so fucking scared for. We all know this is some bullshit. I need a bottle and a fucking bag of weed, but I can't afford either, so I sit back and read and expand my mind and get even more pissed, cause every time I learn more, I see even more shit. Wrong with the world, wrong with people. You blame it on demons, but it's humans that's evil. They got troops out there dying for nothing. The government made aid, so now we're dying from fucking. The media 24/7 lying to us, and the public does nothing, and I am disgusted. I just wanna know when shit is gonna start to pop off, cause now they only hire people that already got jobs. And that's nuts, like they think I might be. I'm about to spray an anarchy A on this white tee and hatch a gunpowder plot like Guy Fawkes did, cause I'm sick of being treated like I am not shit. It's time for revolution tonight. So far this has been the best solution of mine. Pump your fists, put the power in your own hands. Stop allowing yourself to be programmed. It's time for revolution tonight. So far this has been the best solution of mine. Pump your fists, put the power in your own hands. Stop allowing yourselves to be programmed. Damn.
In high school, you was the man, homie. What the fuck happened to you? What the fuck happened to Cruz? Battling the rappers that were rattling cages and spitting real shit that was really mattering. Now it's all just a bunch of fucking obnoxious chattering. Well, I'm bringing that real shit back again. The mad scientist is back up in the lab again. But it just hit me like a fucking car accident. That